I base the treasure principle book on Matthew 6, where Jesus says, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth. And the reason he gives is because, you know, moths and rust and dust and everything is going to destroy them. Thieves break in and steal. But instead he says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Why? Because that's the righteous thing to do? Well, you know, it is the righteous thing to do, you know, but it's also the smart thing to do. Because those treasures will not be lost. You know, they're not going to be stolen. They're not going to be destroyed. So what Jesus is saying is you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead, and that's the treasure principle. And we're to give not simply because it's the right thing to do, but because it's the smart thing to do. In the same way, that it's not just that selfishness and greediness and hanging on to all of our treasures and laying up our treasures on earth and building our kingdom here is not simply the wrong thing to do, it's the stupid thing to do, because those things won't last. We are going to be separated from our treasures. Either they're going to leave us or we're going to leave them. But one or the other is going to happen, and maybe both. But certainly we're going to die, and we're going to leave behind all of these treasures. And one of the things I say in the book is that the person who spends his life laying up treasures on heaven, what it means is that every day of his or her life, they're moving away from their treasures. They get closer to the day of the death, which is closer to the day they have to leave their treasures behind. But Jesus is saying, essentially, turn it around. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Then every day of your life, instead of backing away from your treasures, you're headed toward your treasures. The person who spends his life backing away from his treasures has a reason to despair. The person who spends his or her life moving toward their treasures has reason to rejoice. And this connects with what Jesus said in Acts 20:35, the only statement of Jesus made in the book of Acts that's not made in the Gospels. And it's almost like God wanted to save this final saying of Jesus for the book of Acts that's not in the Gospels, but Acts 20:35, as our Lord said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That is that word, makarios. And the literal translation is, it is more happy-making to give than to receive. And I'm telling you, Susie, you know this, and many of your listeners know this, but the greatest happiness that people experience is when they give of their time and money to those who are in need, to help other people, to see the delight, the smiles on the face of these children. That is the most gratifying thing they do. I know a number of professional athletes, and they will say this, that, you know, when they're around people all the time, that just they want their autographs, they want the attention, all this kind of stuff. This is not where the greatest joy comes. It's when they're working with the needy, with kids, sometimes with people who don't even know who they are. They don't know their athletic accomplishments, but the smiling face of the child, or maybe they do know that this guy is an all-pro quarterback, but he signs the autograph for this kid, and he has made this kid's month, you know, or year. And this kid is smiling, and it's like, you know what? This kid doesn't even know that in the last game I threw 4 interceptions. You know, the sports writers are hating me right now, and the local fans are hating me. This kid just knows, hey, I'm a football player, and I love him, and I'm here with him, and that giving brings delight to people.